Welcome to episode 19 of Nothing on the Radio, and it's also Louis's birthday week. Happy birthday, Louis.
Thank you.
How old are you?
22.
Well done.
Well, that, you just, I'm not 22. I'm 22. I have had a rough 22 years.
You have.
No, I'm 34.
Well done.
Yep.
How you feeling? You feeling that old?
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling every year.
Where'd you get for your birthday?
Penis pump because of the erectile dysfunction issues.
Obviously.
Two of them, just in case one breaks.
One off your mum, one off Megan. Yep.
No, actually everyone saw the Simpsons. Okay, so if you didn't see, my wife got me, it's like you pay for these artists to create you and your family to look like the Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I was just thankful they didn't make me look like the comic book guy. They made me look like, I mean, it sort of looks like me. It really looks like Megan, but yeah. It's pretty cool.
Megan's is really good.
We also got stickers and magnets for the show in the mail last week or so.
Very exciting.
So just, talk to us. We expect them to go on your car, the stickers anyway, or friends' cars or whatever, but just hit us up if you can.
Just tell us what your number plate is and we'll just put them there ourselves.
Yeah. That's not going to happen. I'm not agreeing to that. Just if you want a sticker or a magnet, just talk to us and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
Once again, only if you listen to the show. I know, obviously, we're saying this on the show, so you must be listening, but just in case.
Yeah. Sounds good. I just want to give a quick shout out to my amazing housemates on their engagement because they're long-time listeners and they got engaged last week.
Yay. I thought they were already married, so I was really underwhelmed when you told me they were engaged.
No.
I felt like they were going backwards. No. Like, oh, we were married, but we've decided to go back to the engaged stage and try that out again.
Yeah, no. Jesse and Jeff, congratulations. Love you guys.
Before we get on to anything, I just wanted to bring up how Em literally, like 2 minutes before the show started, farted, then burped, then said, please don't talk about my flatulence on the show. Like, and to be honest, it's not fair to put me in that position. And I said to her, it's like me sitting there with like a massive erection in my track pants. Like, and I'm like, don't look at this. Don't talk about it.
When we talked about doing a podcast together, I didn't think that this was going to be it.
Yeah, but this is like that whole, there's that, you know, don't think about pink elephants. And that's all, then it's all you can think about. And you don't get to, that's like just before the show goes on going, Louis, I'm having a sex change, don't talk about it. I would go, oh.
It doesn't mean every single bit of my fucking personal life has to come up on the show.
It doesn't. But you can't sit there and fart and burp for 2 hours and go, oh, that's a stinky one. And then be like, don't talk about that.
You can't sit here and feed me what you do and disrespect me.
Feeding her, literally, she picked up dinner. She chose everything she ate tonight, but somehow because I'm in the room, oh, you fed me all that stuff. It made me poo my pants. Let's move on. Let's talk about starting new jobs and job interviews.
Yes.
So you recently got offered a new job?
I did this week.
What's the term? Is it prostitute or sex worker they prefer?
We've talked about this. It's a escort.
Escort, that's escort. Right. Escort suggests that you may not have sex with them.
Yes, but I definitely will because I want to.
It's the best part. No, so you're working as a receptionist at a psychologist.
True story.
Which, as I said to you, it's like the blind leading the blind.
Because
if I went to, let's say I went to get somewhere to get a nose job, right? And I went up to the front counter. And there was someone with a disgusting schnoz on them.
Yeah.
It's not going to make me want to go inside and talk to the doctor.
Yeah.
Okay. Same if I go to a psychologist. There's just this fucking idiot sitting in the front desk burping and farting and then going, don't talk to me about that. You're like, what? So, Em got this job. But she was like, help me with the job interview questions.
I was literally sitting in my car because I was super anxious about not being able to find the place and as I do. it just kind of showed that I probably need to see the psychologist about my anxiety. So I rocked up there like half an hour early and I was sitting in the car. I was like, who can I talk to about the interview questions? I know, I'll message Louis.
Yeah, but and then Em's like, oh, what do I say? What do I say when they say, what's your biggest weakness?
I never know what to say to that question. It's such a fucked up question.
Well, no, the best answer is, I mean, it's obviously a joke answer, but the best answer
my
is
arms.
It's what I sent you when
my
you
upper
say,
body.
I'm too honest. And then they go, well, I don't see that as a weakness. And you go, I don't give a fuck what you think. But I said to him, well, what you do is you find one of your weaknesses that you know you've got, but then you tell them how you're working on it.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm pretty bad at public speaking. I'm like, we're still arguing about this.
Yeah. If you I still think I'm right.
Yeah, no, but this is the same as, imagine me going for a job as a builder and they're going, any weaknesses? And I go, I'm allergic to honey. I'm going.
That is not even close to being the same.
Lucky you won't be dealing with much honey on site, mate. You got the job. Celebrate with a nice spoonful of honey.
No, being a receptionist and doing reception work, public speaking is relevant because you have to speak to lots of new people on a regular basis.
Speaking
so it is
to
kind
individual
of relevant.
People is not public speaking.
It is. You're speaking
unless
to new people in public.
No, that is not public speaking.
But you are speaking to a lot of new people. No, it is. It is.
What's your biggest weakness? Yeah, upper body. I've always had trouble working on my calves. I have weak calf muscles. They get me around, but they're not very big.
It's relevant.
So I just want to do a little role play.
Okay.
With you just to see how you went for the interview because you did get the job somehow.
I did.
So,
and there were three people doing the interview with me. It was very intimidating.
Yeah, three women you said, three psychologists.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds, sitting in a room with three female psychologists sounds like fucking hell.
It was very intimidating and I forgot, I was wearing a pencil skirt and I forgot to shave my legs and that's all I could think about the whole time.
I thought you were going to talk about like a Basic Instinct situation. Oh, I was wearing a skirt and I forgot to wear my underpants.
So I took advantage of that situation and...
Okay, so if I'm the interviewer, all right? Hello, Emily, is it?
Yes. Sorry.
Sorry, can we start again? No, Emily, this is your first and only interview.
Oh, sorry.
Actually, this is over. Fuck, I don't know.
High five?
Okay, so Emily, what's your greatest weakness?
I'm not the best at public speaking, I would say.
Oh, well, Amy, see, we don't do any public speaking here because we're a psychology office. So can you actually answer that question properly or are you going to be escorted out by security? And I notice you're not wearing any underpants and your legs haven't been shaved.
So you're hired.
Who do you think you are? And I'm fairly certain you've been farting and burping continuously in here. Not to mention the general odour coming from you.
Well, three women.
Excuse me. I'm still trying to conduct this interview.
Being three women, I would say that you're forward-moving, progressional feminist.
I'll say this.
You'd be all about the body hair and odour.
If I was interviewing you, you don't have the job.
I got the job.
But what I do with starting new jobs is always, I hate the start when you don't know what you're doing and you feel useless. Like you walk around just sort of following people going, I don't know how this works. I don't know how that works. Now, you get over that. Have you ever had any really bad workplace relationships? Not I'm talking about going out like with people you just did not get along with.
Yeah, I've been bullied a bit sometimes at work or...
Yeah, but you're an easy target.
That's true.
And you, especially with your hairy legs and your
odor.
Flatulence.
Don't like wearing underwear or pants.
Really bullied?
Yeah, no, I have. Oh, talk about the underwear thing. I had shingles once and then I went through a stage where I couldn't wear a bra to work for a while, so that was fun.
Oh, God. You're that person going, I can't believe I was bullied. And it's like, you need to be bullied. I was talking about this to someone recently, how there's – I think that bullying has its place. Otherwise, you get otherwise you get people walking around with tails and fox.
What? What?
Okay, you know, there's we talked about furries at some stage. The people that get dressed.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The people that get dressed up like animals to wear like, you know, animal hats and ears and tails.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a good argument for bullying.
Mm-hmm.
Because those kids need to be told by the kids, oi, you're a bit of a fucking idiot.
Yep.
Like, don't do that. And they can maybe go, oh, yeah, maybe this is a little bit strange. Without bullies, they just keep, and then they turn to adults like you, not wearing bras around. And go, oh, I'm itchy, I don't wear my bra. And you're hairy and you're smelly.
That's not why I got bullied, though. That was just a side note.
It didn't help.
It's not like, strap down those bad boys. Otherwise, you're going to bully. No, I was bullied because of someone else's insecurities. But it turned out that years later, this person that bullied me
actually killed themselves, which made me feel a lot better. Sorry, get a sec.
No, she actually contacted me
and
was like, I want to apologize to you for the way I treated you back when we worked together. Oh. And I, do you know how, like,
I was hoping you'd say, she contacted me and started bullying me again.
Went out of her way.
I thought I was done with this.
And that, like, made my day. Like, it made my week. It was amazing. Like, but I'd never actually thought that. I thought that shit only happened in movies.
So you took her off your kill list?
Yeah. I mean, she's further down it. Still on there, but.
What, my first full-time job was working in a place that made kitchens and shop fittings pretty much.
With Romo?
Or? Oh, I didn't even I might have left this one off my list. No, it was Good Designer Space. Maybe
how
I left.
How many more could be on your fucking list?
Let me just have a quick. My list is actually here.
Is it still there?
Pizza Hut, no, Designer Space. It is there.
First of all, clean up your side of the fucking desk.
So I was at this place, Designer Space, and it's like a one of the jobs, well, my main job was using this a router, which was pretty much cutting up bits of MDF and particle board.
Isn't a router like an internet thing?
Yeah, that's what I was using an internet thing to cut up some MDF and particle board. Let's just go with that.
Great millennial.
Just imagine it's a drill floating around cutting up stuff, right? Doesn't matter. People aren't listening to this going, oh, I hope Louis talks about routers in this episode. Internet routers? Or like routers for cutting up MDF? Oh, both would be really good. Oh, we'll just keep our fingers crossed. So, fuck. I'm off. What was I talking about? Oh, so I'm trying to work this. I'd been there, I swear, like 2 days. And I'm trying to learn these certain programs to use this large
internet router
thing. Fuck! But this guy, Michael, can't remember his last name. I'd full on blast him on here if I could remember his last name. I'm like, oh, is it this? How do I do this? And he's like, just use that program you used before. Okay, no worries. Did it, but it cut the thing wrong. And he goes, oh, what have you done? You're meant to do this. I said, I use the program you told me to. And he goes, oh, I guess I forgot you were retarded. And I was like, fuck. And I mean, no one likes being called retarded, especially retarded people. Gets really got me.
Oh, but he did forget.
I hated that bloke so much.
So did you fuck up or did he fuck up?
No, he fucked up. He said, just do this. No worries, I did that. He goes, but did you change this? I'm like, what's that?
Yeah.
He was just assuming like.
He was a shit teacher.
He was a shit teacher. He was a shit bloke. I wanted to fight him, but you can't fight people at work.
After work. Car park.
Gravel. Shirts off.
Gravel?
Have you heard that?
No.
Shirts off in the gravel?
No.
That's where you meant to fight. Oh. This is Em's never had a fight before, so she's never been shirts off in the gravel.
I solve my problems with words and alcohol. Crying in the shower.
So you were bullied relentlessly for...
Oh, jeez, okay. We went from bullying to bullying relentlessly.
Let's talk about smartwatches.
Okay.
Not much of a segue there.
Seamless.
I got one for my birthday.
Ooh.
Sort of like, don't act surprised. Oh, really? I told Em this like 2 hours ago. She knows about it. Well, she's acting surprised for the
I
show.
I thought that's what I was supposed to do.
No. No one's going, oh, Em, oh, she seems surprised. Now,
we should
now
just
I'll
do a show one time where I just walk in the front door and sit directly down and we don't talk about anything. And we just like go.
And breathe deeply into it. Oh, I thought you meant we don't talk at all. Real experimental podcast.
Jesus.
Let's get smartwatches. So I got a smartwatch for my birthday. So it does a bit of everything. It monitors stuff and it also...
monitors stuff.
Heartbeat, steps, calories, but it also shows me texts I get and messages and emails, stuff like that. It's pretty handy. But there's a
couple of things. I have one too, by the way.
Okay, sweet. So let's stop talking about my smartwatch and we'll talk about Em's smartwatch. Fuck wit. So this is it's not like I got on here and went, I've got a smartwatch, Em doesn't have one. Fuck. I've lost train of thought completely. Okay, so it does all this. Now, yeah. Tonight was actually pretty good. I'd never hit... When I first got the watch, it asked you a bunch of questions. Mm-hmm. And then it goes, right, this is your step target for the day. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get there. And then the next day, the watch may have known it put me up for too much. So it actually knocked my steps back.
Yep.
I didn't get there again. But I'm not really trying. But then it was actually funny tonight, just before we started the show, my watch started going off.
Yeah.
And it was said, like, goal hit. And I'm like, oh, I've got my steps. But I was getting up to put the custard away. Didn't know that. Because we had custard for dessert. But another thing, it gets a bit demanding.
Yeah.
So I'll be driving and then it'll vibrate and it just says, move. Mm. Like, hey, get up and move.
Yeah.
But it doesn't know what I'm going through.
Mentally.
It doesn't know I had all that cheese and I've got diarrhea and I don't want to...
and I'm worried about... toilet, shit in your pants.
Yeah, that's right. I was sitting in the toilet for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
In all fairness, it has asked me at times when I've been sitting on the couch for an hour, it's like, move. I'm like, you know, I guess I probably should.
Are you liking it though?
Yeah, it's all right. But what do you do with your smartwatch?
We go on dates. We...
Siri, tell me I'm beautiful.
I've actually changed because when I first got it, mine did the same. It was like, move. And I actually changed mine to stop doing that because I was like, fuck off. Stop telling me to move.
Sweet. So it does nothing now?
No. It came in really handy when I worked at the vet because sometimes the machines we use wouldn't pick up heart rates and stuff like that on the animals, and you could put it on the animals and it would pick up their heart rate and their...
If I came in and I saw my dog had a smartwatch on... No, it's not what you think. It's because our machines are shit. Oh, yeah. That makes me feel good.
But they work really well when you put them around the animals' legs.
Also, your dog's taking 40,000 steps a day, so which is good.
Yeah.
But it's linked to my account, so go me.
You can actually get them for your animals, you know. You put them on their collar and
it's... You can get it for your animals, you know. Talking about Ocker Australian. Let's talk about the Irwins. Mm. So, obviously, the late Steve Irwin.
Yes.
His daughter, Bindi, son, Robert, also known as Bob, and their very masculine mother.
It's a good way to describe her.
What's her name again?
Terry.
Terry
with an I, I think.
She's very horsey.
Yes.
Not even the long, like she does have a long face, but she's got just like...
The hair.
Yeah, but also the nose and the mouth and everything like that. You can just like imagine, what is it, salt lick? What are the horses lick salt box? She'd have
salt
one.
Salt box.
What, don't horses have big blocks of salt to lick?
Sort box. Of
Simpsons. Blocks.
Okay, that makes more sense. Salt block.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So this.
But Bindi's engaged.
Yeah, so I asked my housemates today to come up with a topic each to talk about. And my housemate Jessie's a bit pissed off that she's been engaged at the same time as Bindi Irwin.
Now,
and she's 21.
Bindi is.
Yeah.
She's young.
She's very young.
You know what? I hated Bindi from the moment she spoke at her father's funeral.
Oh, wow. That is.
She was young.
Harsh line.
Yeah, she was young. It's because I knew
we
straight
away. We were young
away.
Too, Louis.
Yeah, but I knew straight away that she was being really coached with everything, and all. It just felt like all her she should have been emotional, but it was more like a school speech.
Yeah.
And since then, I've been off him. But you had the hots. So wasn't Steve Irwin your?
What was that? What?
Didn't you have the crush?
We haven't talked about this.
Didn't you have a crush on Steve Irwin?
We haven't talked about this.
Well, I'm bringing it up.
I mean, yes, but.
Like every young girl, of course.
Like every young teenage girl growing up in Australia. Crush on Steve Irwin. Gosh.
I think what does it, and what we brought it up, is that Steve seemed to be genuinely ochre and excitable.
Yes.
But
And for someone that is also passionate about animal and animal rights, he seemed passionate about animals.
And I don't think... I think Bindi and Robert probably are passionate about animals, but they put on the ochre and the excitement.
Yeah.
And it feels like Terry's leading through it as well.
Yeah, and something about Terry's American accent too just pisses me off.
And I feel like Terry could be a hermaphrodite. Am I allowed to say that word?
I don't know.
Shut me down. They'll never shut me down. No one's listening. That's famous last
word. Yes. Oh, yeah.
This is just something Em said before the show, and I'm just repeating it.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay, so.
It's something about Robert's hair.
Oh, yeah, he's had a bowl cut forever.
Yeah, he's had a bowl cut forever, which has never changed.
My brother used to have a bowl cut for a long, long time.
Miles?
Oh. I don't know what goes through parents' heads to just go, just...
Why did Sally... Was Sally trying to hang on to Miles? Miles is like, he's the youngest. I have to try to make him as long as possible.
Well, he had different hair to Sam and Ike, so we've obviously sort of curly, shitty curly hair.
He's got lighter kind of straight up.
Straight hair. But it was just... I think he just, as it grew, it naturally grew into a bowl. He was lucky.
Never needed the bowl. But my...
his hair naturally fell out at that perfect length just above the ears.
My housemate was saying, oh, she was like, I think they used the same bowl for Terry's fringe as what they did for Bob's. Bob's
very
hair.
Catty.
Yes.
I
think there was rumours going around too about Terry and Russell Crowe after Steve Irwin died.
I thought you were going to be talking about some rumour about a bowl cut or a fringe.
There's
rumours going
bowl.
Around. Her fringe isn't even real.
There's rumours going around.
She's bald because she's a bloke.
There's rumours going around that are in fact using a strain iron, not a bowl.
That's a shit rumour. Let's move on from that.
You're a shit rumour.
Let's actually talking about your housemates. They did come up with it's weird the way you talk about it. It's a hypothetical, but you know when people give hypotheticals, would you prefer to do this or prefer to do this?
Yeah.
And they're usually both terrible and you've got to pick either one.
Mm-hmm.
M's like, okay, right, imagine there's two parallel universes.
Well, that's just and how I, he no, described it to me. Okay, sorry.
Imagine there's two parallel universes, right? And I'm like, yeah. And you're like, in one... And she told this whole story. I'm like, what? What are you talking about parallel universes? You don't have to make it sound scientifically correct. But what it was, she's like, okay, imagine you're out in town. Whether you're and as a bloke, you go out and you meet a girl and you click with her really straight away. You're dancing with her and you're just about to go out back home with her. But two things can happen. Either suddenly...
Firstly, you're hooking up with her and everything's going really well. Or you're a girl, you're hooking up with this guy and you're like, oh my God, this person is perfect for me. We're getting along so well. They're really hot.
No, that's the same thing. You're hooking up and then one of two things happens.
Yes.
Either someone vomits all over you.
Yes. The person standing next to you vomits head to toe, all over you.
Covered in vomit. Or second option is you do get home. You pull back your sheets.
With this person and you haven't got plumber all over you. Yeah.
And you're clean and you pull back your sheets and there's a huge shit in the bed.
Yep.
And it's like, what would you choose? The vomit but the night ending?
Yep.
With a chance of maybe catching up with them again?
Yep.
Or taking them home and trying to deal with them pulling back your sheets and you've got a big shit in the bed?
Yep.
Now, I immediately said, well, the shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, they're in my house. Like... I would be toey as at that stage.
Yeah, and you could somehow explain there being a shit in your bed?
Well, yeah, I would just be like, I would probably go, oh, that's not a real shit. It's just chocolate and peanut butter. That's my brother.
You would smell take
a
that.
Take a bite as a joke. Look, it's chocolate. No, but I would go, there's 100 things you could say.
Yeah.
I guess the thing is, I'm assuming I could convince her, don't worry about it. But... if you went back to someone's bed, because, okay, what happened? Me and Jeff, at Em's housemate, were both going, no, shit I can deal with the shit in the bed. I'll just make an excuse for it and we'll get on with it.
Yeah.
But both girls were like, there's no way I can come back from that. I'd prefer to get vomited on the club.
Yeah, Jesse and I were both like, vomit.
And then try again maybe at a later date with the person.
Yeah.
But I guess this, okay, if you went back to a bloke's house, he pulled back the sheets and there was a shit in there, would you? What would you do?
I would leave.
Really?
Yes.
What if I was like, it's not mine?
I don't care. There's a shit in that bed. There's been a shit in that bed. I'm not going to get in there.
Well, this is just a tease.
You owe me.
I got you drinks all night. And you're leaving over
one. I paid for the Uber.
Leaving over one little shit in the bed?
One little? No. I would much prefer... Okay, if it was me, I would much prefer the vomit than there be a shit in my bed. But then when I look at it from your point of view going, if I went home with a guy and there was a shit in the bed,
yeah,
I would still leave.
Would you give that guy another chance?
Depends how much we clicked.
Right.
How many red flags were attached to him? More than 10, yes.
What if he told you before he got there was going to be shit in the bed?
What?
What? It's covering all these bases. Because then, when you see it...
There may be some kind of fecal matter.
In the bed. Because of this parallel universe thing that's going on.
I didn't get vomited on, so chances are there's going to be a shit in my bed.
I guarantee every bloke out there is listening going, yeah, I could probably explain away the shit. Because they're going, well, I want to bang. Right.
No.
Let's talk about... Oh, this is one that came up the other week that we didn't use.
Mm-hmm.
So you were just like, do you ever go on walks with your friends? And I was like, what? And she's like...
Guy friends.
Whatever. Yes, I guess guy friends. But Em's like, yeah, you know, like me and my mates just like, hey, should we go for a walk? And we'll just go for a walk on the track and whatever around town.
Mm.
And I honestly, I was like, if I went up to my mate, John, for example, oi, John, do you want to go for a walk? He's either thinking I'm sick and I'm going to die. And that's me going, do you want to go for a walk? And he's like, I'm dying.
John,
I'm dying.
John,
I've but got some news. That or like I'm going to confess my love for him and be like, John, I've hit it all this time. I want to bang you. But there could be a shit in the bed.
Can't promise you. Just vomit all over him. I at least go on one walk a week with one of my girlfriends, whether it's from a different group. Like I probably have like maybe 5 or 6, 7 different girlfriend groups. At least one of those girlfriend groups a week I go on a walk with. And it's not unusual. For me to go, hey, Megan, do you want to go for a walk?
I think if I went on a walk with a mate, we'd probably gonna go belt someone. I'm like, I'm going to go for a walk. Why? I'm going to go belt my neighbour. I just can't imagine situations.
You would take a bat with you. Honestly. There will always be a bat
involved. If I were to my mate, want to go for a walk, he'd be like, where to? And you'd be like,
there would be a purpose. Like, the bottle shop.
Yeah, around. What are you fucking talking about?
What's
you
the know, purpose? Yeah.
The hand jobs. Hand jobs in the park. No, I just...
Why? Are we going to pick up your car? Have you been drinking the night
this
before?
This is what I mean. The guys are like, where are we walking to?
Yeah.
Like, we don't, like, mate, you could probably go, do you want to go to the gym? It's because there's a purpose to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, you want to go for a walk? Why? I don't know. Just have a talk. Have a walk.
What about if you take Django?
Django's my dog. Oh, now, sorry. I thought you meant just me going to Django. Hey, Django, do you want to go for a walk? I'm like... I'm like, me taking my dog for a walk is pretty regular. I don't think that's...
No, but if you're like, hey...
Yeah, because then there's a purpose.
If John was here and you were like, hey, do you want to walk Django with me?
Yeah, but no, but I would put it like, hey, I've got to take Django for a walk, give him some exercise, do you want to come? He'd be like, yeah, right, yeah. But not like, hey, do you want to go for a walk?
But are we getting some kind of alcohol on the way back?
But if I was like, hey, do you want to go for a walk? Would it be less awkward if we brought Django?
Less chance of you dying, got it.
It's that male versus female friendship thing.
Yeah.
Maybe there's guys out there going, I go with walks with my mate all the time.
You drive past any beach at Newcastle and you will see 2 or 3 girls walking together. You won't see any guy groups walking together.
No, I think I'd purposely walk ahead or behind my mates just so people didn't think we were walking together.
Yeah, we'll go for a walk together, but
what if people thought
together?
We were the gay?
We can't have that.
No, exactly. Okay.
What a time to be alive.
Talking about guys and girls. Now, this is something, I don't know how it came up.
Yep.
I was like, we've talked about penis a lot, but we've never talked about trans penis. Now, this is probably something that people will disagree with at some stage. But I'm trying to... Okay, so something came up recently. Someone got upset. It's a lady in the States, a trans lady. She's pre-op, pre-operation. So she still has her male penis.
Now, as opposed to...
I'll get to that. She has a penis. Now, she went to a spa and wanted to get, you know, shaved and bikini wax. And Brazilian. Mm. And then
that's everything, like, isn't it?
Is that
everything?
That's clean. That's smooth.
I don't know.
Yeah, you would. Oh, yuck.
Full 70s bush.
M prefers Amazon. But, yeah, and then, but she got up in arms and really upset because they were like, well, no, we're not going to shave and wax a penis. And she's like, well, no, I'm a woman. You've got to do it.
Mm.
Thoughts?
I don't know. It's a tough one, isn't it? But I guess you haven't been – women who do that job haven't been taught how to do it. So what if they just don't know how to do it? That's one
very good argument for it.
Yeah. So what if they fuck up and actually hurt her?
Oh, yeah. If they were like – have you ever seen a
– Dick, a no. Scrot-
I was close to my
Never.
Have you ever seen a scrotum up close?
Yeah, unfortunately.
They're not smooth.
They're not pretty, like, or smooth, or no, they're nothing.
It's dangerous to try and shave them.
Dangerous to look at.
But, like, so that's the first issue,
I think. Guess, yeah, because I guess when you – because, I mean, you wouldn't just be employed in those jobs. There would be training. Like, you wouldn't think that there would be. But there would be actual training in waxing a woman's area, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And then if you don't get training in waxing a man's area, then you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah. And I think the other thing as well is that people shouldn't be forced to do something that they're physically uncomfortable with as well.
Yes. Well, yeah, because I've been in that position in my old job, and you actually can't be. Like, you can't be put into a position that you're not trained or comfortable doing.
What, shaving a dick?
No, but I was physically, you know, the job that I used to do. That I'm still currently doing into
the home care for disability patients.
Yeah. Sort of thing. So you can't be physically forced to do something or asked to do something that you haven't been given the training to do.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm because it was Ricky Gervais, wasn't it, that was like.
Oh, I haven't heard the Ricky Gervais bit. I just read this article about someone up in arms because
they were blowing up at Ricky Gervais because he was standing by this woman that was like.
Oh, I don't want to do it. Yeah. Which makes sense. Why I made the joke before about it was a man's penis, because if you look, Tumblr's terrible for it. Tumblr's like a website of blogs and stuff like that. Where there's enough people that say, if a woman has a penis, it's a woman's penis. I know this is, look, it's a bit of a minefield, but I guarantee it's going to happen more often now, especially with the general acceptance of transgenderism.
Transgender, yeah.
It's going to happen more, whether that's good or bad.
Yeah.
There's going to be more issues with people being forced to deal with women's penises. Yes. And men's vaginas.
Yes.
And this, I guess, imagine you're a lesbian, all right?
Yep.
It takes you about 2 seconds to imagine, I'm sure.
Yep, I'm already there.
And you think you're going back to your house with a lady.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually a trans lady and they've got a penis.
Yep.
You say, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make you transphobic? I would... suck that dig all day.
I mean, no, but I'm still seeing it from my point of view in that I love dick.
God. I wasn't talking to such a slut. So most regular people would probably be like, well, no, I'm not prepared.
Oh, God. Okay, not sorry.
Well, putting it to my point of view, if I thought I was going home with a woman and there was a penis.
Yeah.
Me going, because obviously I'm a regular person and I can put it together in my head what's acceptable.
But what about if you thought you're a gay man and you thought you were going home with a man and then you get back and it's a vagina?
Yeah, I'd be pretty upset.
Would you?
Yeah. Well, I honestly, I can't speak for gay men, but I'm sure gay guys would not be very attracted towards vagina. Because regardless of what, I know you're connecting with people's minds and the rest of their face and body, but the genitals at the end can be pretty important. That's why I like to find people with both sets.
Ah.
Oh, I shouldn't say that.
What are they called? Hermaphrodite?
Oh, I thought you say, what are they called? Megan? Oh, she's going to hate that.
Louis, she's not even here to defend herself.
Sorry, Megan. Oh, that's terrible. Megan is just a regular old lady. Regular middle-aged lady. Middle-aged?
No.
Oh, no.
Young.
Oh, sorry.
She's in a prime.
Sorry, sorry, sorry. I am very sorry, Megan.
Megan.
I just don't want to... I can't be
You are a hot piece of ass.
Let's move on. Actually, you know what? Let's throw it back at Megan.
Okay.
So... We were sitting in the lounge room tonight and you saw me and you picked up an old pillowcase that was on the ground.
Do you know what I thought it was? What? I thought it was a pair of Spanx because it looks like I have these Spanx that I wear and they're skin colour and they are very attractive. And I was like, why are there a pair of Spanx out in the lounge? I'm like, what are these doing
out
here?
Like, it was just like a tan pillowcase.
Yeah.
Now, why it's there is because it slipped off my pillow because I have a pillow on the lounge.
Yeah.
And it's fucked. It's really flat and it's only been there for a few months. Megan banned me from using the nice cushions in our lounge room. Because
why was that,
she's Louis? Like, oh, Louis' big fat head and it crushes them. And then she was constantly having to go and replace the cushions inside the pillows. Now, in my defense,
oh my God.
What are cushions?
I have a big fat head.
Well, I do, but also, what are cushions for? to cushion. It's a verb and a noun. To cushion my head.
Oh, God. Do you know how expensive cushions are, Louis?
Not
Have
those
you
ones.
Been cushion shopping lately?
Oh, this is like...
Try being a woman and going cushion shopping, Louis.
This was like Megan when years back she had a hobby. She knew how to make candles. And she's like...
God, she is middle-aged.
But she's like, Louis, we're going to save so much money on candles. And I went...
What's our candle bill?
Yes, and I went, what were we spending on candles? It's like you're going, do you know what cushions are? You're wasting so much money. I'm like,
no, I can agree on the cushion thing.
But how much are we spending on cushions if this is
your
a problem?
Your big fat head.
It wasn't like I'd layered up like Princess and the Pea. I had four cushions and my head was still like dropping down, still hitting the ground.
I'm beginning to think that's what's happening.
But this is such a man versus a woman thing. Like men are like, it's a cushion. It's made to cushion. And then same
cushions
with...
Cushions are worth like $100 these days.
Oh, I hope Megan's not spending $100 on cushions.
I'm not even joking. Like a standard cushion, like $100.
The ones she got were from Kmart, which she told me they were.
Yeah, they would not support your fat head. Do not lay on those cushions.
Talking about my fat head, my brother, I picked up my brother's hat the other day. You know how there's the caps that have got like the plastic clips on the back?
Yeah.
With like the ring and the
You put
the
your ponytail through.
Yeah, those ones. If I had a ponytail. But I had to just keep going clip, 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 till there was only three of those dots hanging on, and that's my head size. Squeezed into that hat. But either way. So, what was funny as well with the whole pillow thing, because like guys are like, they're pillows, I'll put my head on them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think because guys are just so much more, not just like this is what it's for.
Yeah.
And it's like you getting upset because Dan was finishing your...
My puzzle.
Jigsaw puzzle, which was on the fucking coffee table, yeah?
I was on the dining room table actually. So, I took a puzzle around and I was like, let's do this puzzle together. And then I got pissed off with him because he kept doing it.
Let's do this puzzle. Don't do the puzzle. What? I want to do it together. You know, it's a shit day. If Megan went, oh, Louis, you know what I'm doing? I just want to stay at home and do this puzzle. I'm like, oh, yeah, sweet. Nothing else?
Because, but he got more into it than because he was like, oh, fucking puzzle, whatever. But then he got more into it than what I was kind of into it. I thought it's something that, like... On a night where there's nothing on TV, we could sit down and do the puzzle together. But every time he walked past the dining room table, which was like 20 times a day, he would like look at it and go, oh, there's a few pieces and put them in. And then he was doing like all of the puzzle and I was doing none of the fucking puzzle.
What I hear is that you're a fucking idiot and I don't do puzzles. Dan can do puzzles. You got a problem with that. This is such a bloke thing. Like, I'm going to put a puzzle on the table. Let's do it. Okay, no worries. Don't do it so fast. Do it with me.
That's pretty much
Let's put the puzzle piece in. We'll both hold the piece and put it in.
It was a task to do together.
You would be so fucking impossible to live with. I said to Em, I said, I'd understand if you were like, Dan, don't do this puzzle, and you hid it in a drawer, and then he went after it.
Yeah.
But to be like, hey, let's do this puzzle, and he does it, and you're like, not
where
like
else
that.
Are you supposed to put a... You don't put puzzles in a fucking drawer. You have to put them on a table.
You are impossible. I reckon...
Anyway, there's one piece missing. I think my cat's taken it and put it somewhere because it's a puzzle of different breeds of dogs. So I think she's pissed off. Can't finish the fucking puzzle anyway.
I guarantee your cat does not know it's a puzzle about dogs.
She does. Cats are evil. Well, cunt.
Let's talk about... Fuck. We haven't used a C-bomb in a while.
She deserves it.
That was such an unnecessary place to use
no,
it.
No, she, you know, it's a cat.
I was at the gym the other day.
No, you weren't.
Pumping iron. Not hurting my back.
How much were you punching out, Louis?
145.
Oh,
yeah.
Impressive.
Busting hernias. Farting. Oh, I did fart at the gym the other day.
Did you?
Yeah. Well,
was it loud?
No, so, okay, I farted, but the problem is...
The problem is you farted.
Is it whether I... Okay, so once I did fart, it didn't smell that bad.
Yeah.
Sort of went away. I walked the other day and it stunk and I walked in and I smelt it and I'm like, oh, that stinks, but just as I walked in, so I knew anyone who smelled would be like, it's a fat bloke who just walked in. But it wasn't me that time. I was pretty upset about that. But you can't go, wasn't me. Because if you want people to think it was you, just yell out it wasn't you. Because you go, that wasn't my fart. People would go, smell and go, oh, that bloke farted. But what actually happened as well is that I was on the bike, but I hate the regular bike. It hurts my ass.
I prefer the bike where you actually
sit down. Yeah.
Sit down on a normal bike, but it's the one that you're actually like more sitting.
I like the one where I can lie in the fetal position and pedal. It's really comfortable. I can nap while I'm doing it.
Yes.
No, but
you feel so lazy doing it.
I'm sure it's the same. It's got to be. But there was a bloke walking on the treadmill, filming himself.
Oh.
And this is. Not joking. I even spoke to Mon, the girl that I know there, which I probably said I wasn't going to use her name, but whatever. And I'm like, oh, Mon, do a lot of people film themselves? And she's like, oh, just the fuckwits. She goes, it's a really good example to tell people, because apparently people go into the gym and they're like, oh, I'm worried people are going to look at me. And Mon's like, they're not looking at you. They can't stop looking at themselves.
Really?
Because she said that. She goes, you go and look at any bloke in front of the mirror, and they're just staring at themselves in the mirror.
Yeah.
But these blokes like walking.
That makes me feel better.
Yeah, no one pays attention. Except for me, I look at everyone.
Clearly.
<Yeah. laughs> Look how out of shape this bloke is. My big bum crack hanging out on the fetal position bike. But no, this bloke was like on the treadmill. Like, and it wasn't just for a second. He's like holding his camera up, moving it all around his head. And I'm like, ugh. I was also like, please don't film me doing this on the easy bike, like, you know.
Well, you thought he was going to film you.
Oh, you know, it was just weird. Like, you don't expect, I guess, the thing is people do it. I mean, look at all the YouTubers out there filming themselves at the gym and stuff like that. I guess I didn't think I'd run into one of them, but
yeah.
I'm not sure if he was Snapchatting
I wish you had just gotten to the background of it and just.
Fell over.
Yeah.
Walked past going, I didn't fart, it was someone else.
Just pulled your pants down or something.
Tripped. Hurt my back. No, but also it was doing something so boring. Like, who's watching it going, oh, that's fun, that's a good walk.
There must be those people, though, that go to the gym just to, like, Snapchat themselves to be like, I went to the gym.
Yeah, true. He was pretty built, so he must be doing
something. He must do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Steroids.
I was watching you. I'm just like, if I film myself at the gym, it'd be me just like, just not barely being able to talk.
I hate it when I'm at the gym, and not so much now because I live in Newcastle and I don't know as many people as when I lived in Maitland. But when I went to the gym at Maitland and people would come up to me and like try to talk to me when I was on the treadmill, I'd be like, fuck off. Like, yeah. I can't have cold conversation when I'm not very fit. I can
barely breathe right now, let alone talking.
Yes,
and
I can't. Yeah. Like, I'm not. Okay, so I go for a walk with my girlfriends, but there's no way that I can go for a fucking run because I cannot run and talk at the same time. Like, there is no fucking way I can do it.
See, I reckon I could run with my friends easier than I could walk with them.
What?
Yeah. If I think I said to my mates, should we go for a run? That'd make more sense.
But the whole okay, so back to the walking with your girlfriends thing.
Yeah.
The whole point is you gossip. You talk. You gossip. It's like you're getting a bit of exercise, but I catch up with my girlfriends. Like that's you catch up on everything that's going on in each other's lives. You find out
who's crushing on me at the time.
You find out who's crushing on each other. You find out who's doing who's cheating on who.
Who farted at the gym.
Who Snapchatted who with who. That's the whole point of it. But if someone talk, I can't run with people. Fuck that.
Could you run from people?
Yes. I've been doing that for a good 12 years.
You know, I stopped an assault the other day.
You what?
I stopped an assault the other day.
Oh, I thought you said I stopped and assaulted the other day.
See, I was trying to tell a joke, but you completely fucked it.
Wait, can we start again?
I stopped an assault the other day, Em.
Did you?
Yeah, I stopped chasing it. But you started talking about salt. Ruined it. Now I look like some sort of creep. Oh, I was at Bunnings the other day.
Were you?
You know I was. Don't. Were you? I thought we were pretending we didn't know about this. I was at Bunnings the other day.
I thought we were going to do that thing like they kind of do. Like, I know this is nothing on the radio, but you know on the radio, they're like, oh, were you?
Like we haven't, they hadn't talked about it heaps beforehand. So I was at Bunnings the other day.
Were you?
Yes, and
what was that?
Oh, it's just the table shaking.
We're getting
a new table soon. I was at Bunnings the other day,
what were you buying?
I'm going to get there. I'm not going to go. Emma, I was at Bunnings the other day.
I know, but I'm just trying to like banter here, right?
I was at Bunnings the other day. Why don't you ask me what I bought?
I hadn't heard my voice in 2 seconds. I needed to chip in.
Okay, so I was sitting there going, I need to do some sanding on this toy box that we bought, Charlie. Now, I was about
maybe
to...
Maybe you should have bought some paintbrushes while you're there instead of getting me to...
Oh, let's not talk about it. Let's just talk about... bought these... Fuck. Toy box. And I'm thinking that I need to sand it.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, here's an attachment you put on your drill and then you can put a sanding pad on that and you can sand it. Mm-hmm. Looks good. Just about to buy it. And there's a bloke there. And, you know, they've got the experts in each little section.
Yep.
And he's like, I'm like, oh, mate, I'm thinking about doing this to this. He goes, oh, how much are you sanding? I'm like, oh, it's a toy box. It's about a meter long, blah, blah, blah. He goes, oh, no. He goes, I wouldn't buy that. It'll take you ages. He goes, that's only good for really little things, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, yeah, right. He goes, yeah, you want to get a proper finishing sander? He goes, it's just not worth the money. I'm like, oh, yeah, right. Had a quick look online, looked at Sanders, blah, blah. Oh, they're a bit expensive. So I sort of waited till he left the area and disregarded everything he told me and bought exactly what I wanted to anyway. Even though I actually asked him for help. Disregarded it, made sure he was left, bought it. Came back, was fucked.
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad. Like, he was 100% right. Like, I should have gone...
Listen to him?
But also when I'm like, hey, mate, what should I... Imagine... It must be so frustrating working at Bunnings.
Yeah.
Hey, mate, what should I do? I want to do this. Okay, well, you don't want to use that. You want to use this one.
Mm.
Yeah, no, fuck you. And just buy whatever you want anyway. And that would happen every fucking day.
Yeah.
Now, this sort of made me think about things that you can't say as you're a little bit older as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you sort of brought it up about sayings that become a bit more common as you get older that you wouldn't have said as a young person.
I think that as you get older, there must be some kind of sayings book or something that you have to tick them off as you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what was like, you know, what was one of them? I can't even think. Too many drinks.
was like, I think you were saying that one of them was when you tie something down.
Oh,
like
yes.
When you have something on a ute.
And I was talking to Megan. I read this online.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know you're older or you're a dad when you tie something down.
Yeah.
And then you grab down the rope or the strap and you go, well, this isn't going anywhere.
Yes.
That's an old man thing.
Yeah. Or when you you see your next door neighbor mowing the lawn, you're like, you can come do mine when you're done.
Yeah, because no young kid's doing that. No 20-year-old's talking to their 50-year-old neighbor going.
Or you accidentally leave your keys at a mate's house and you go back in to get said keys and you're like, not going anywhere fast without these. And in your head, you're going, don't need to say that, but you can't not say it. Like, it's like, oh my God, I have to say this. Otherwise,
that,
I can't.
And that one I was saying before about don't put your hands anywhere you wouldn't put your dick.
And then you were like, have you? And then I was like, what? I'd never heard that before. And you're like, no one ever said that to you. And I'm like, well, I don't have a dick. So no, well,
I think
no one's ever said that to me.
I think the idea is that you shouldn't go and like, I guess it's when you think about like heavy machinery and stuff like that or places where you can't see where you're putting your hands, you shouldn't put them because it could do some damage. But on the reverse of that, when they're saying don't put your hands anywhere you wouldn't put your dick,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't put my hands in a girl's bum,
mm-hmm.
but you I'd would, put my dick in there.
Would you?
If she wanted it.
But then I also said that I've put my hands in. Now come to think of it now, I've thought about it.
Yeah.
I can't really say that.
You put your hands in your dog's ass.
I say I put my hands up lots of animals' asses because of certain things, but I guess you wouldn't really put your dick up in animals' ass.
And just proof the statement.
Oh, fuck.
See, I put my hand up dog's asses, but I'd also put my dick up there, so.
I'm half a bottle of gin deep right now.
How are we going for time? I think we're pretty close.
Are we?
Let's just talk about that. Just talk about one last thing that came on the news the other day. It was
oh yeah, the guy.
The guy that was driving around in a van full of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Kilos and kilos. I think it was ice. That's all anyone's doing nowadays. And he crashed.
You're not doing ice. I mean, what are you doing?
Exactly. But he crashed into a cop car. I think it might have been two cop cars.
What?
That were parked. It might have even been a police station. They caught him straight away. It was a huge drug bust. But it's one of those things like, oh, keep me up. Oh, gone too long for him. All the listeners, tell you what, if you're yawning, what listeners? Fuck.
What time is it?
But have you heard the saying, never break two laws at once?
Yeah.
So
No, I haven't.
Really?
No.
It is generally a good rule. So it's like don't speed and not wear a seatbelt. Or if you think you might be at the limit, don't speed as well. You know what I mean?
Mm.
If you're carrying heaps of drugs in your van, don't crash into a cop car. It works for everything.
If you're going to shoot someone, don't be drunk.
Yes. Just be – you can be drunk or you can shoot someone at the same time. Exactly. Yep. If you're going to be drunk, don't – at Argyle, don't hit someone with a bottle like you did. I was listening to that episode the other day.
Hey, I'm serving my time.
How?
By not going to the Argyle.
I'll be banned from the Argyle. Isn't that punishment enough? Exactly. Not really. I think that as punishment, you should have been sent to the Argyle weekly.
Yeah.
I think we should call it. I think we've said everything we can tonight.
Yeah.
Yep. Episode 20 coming up next week.
How exciting.
I don't know if we'll try to get someone on, get a special guest.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey or something.
Where did that come from?
That'd be pretty impressive.
It sounds like someone's got a bit of a crush on Matthew McConaughey.
I think I read about something. I read something with him in it today. We'll just, you know what? Let's get him on. People listen to the next episode now.
Okay. Matt, you know what? I think it's been confirmed.
Matthew McConaughey.
He's on.
Nothing on the Radio.
Yeah. Spread the word, guys.
He might come on.
I think I've seen his car getting around with the sticker on it.
You talking about our stickers?
Yeah. No, just a sticker.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, so episode 20 next week, we might try to get a special guest. Could be Matthew McConaughey, can't promise anything.
Or it could be just someone from Aylin.
Or it could be no one, like 16 of our episodes. stickers and magnets, just hit us up and we'll see what we can do. Yeah. We're still, actually, we've got prices on t-shirts.
Yes.
So there will be t-shirts. I don't know how we're going to handle them at the moment. It could just be a matter of Em and I each getting 10 t-shirts to wear, or we could just start talking to people.
And we're going
to
wear all 10 at once and then you come and take them off us.
It sounds like we're asking for some sort of sexual harassment.
It's definitely
going to
happen.
Feels like a Harvey Weinstein situation.
What's going to happen is there'll be a strip show and you pay for us to keep them on.
Okay. I think we're done here. Thanks for listening, guys, and hopefully we'll catch you next week and we'll do something cool for episode 20.
Bye.
Bye.